C.S. Lewis said that his imagination was baptized by his reading of George MacDonald. Well, mine was baptized by reading C.S. Lewis and his good friend J.R.R. Tolkien, and others, including Calvin Miller. I don't know how many of you, probably you'd have to be above 40, maybe around 45 or above, and remember in the mid-70s when The Singer came out, Calvin Miller. How many of you remember that? The Singer, and then the song, and then the finale. And my heart was deeply touched by those books. And that's why I'm honored to share these plenary sessions with Calvin Miller. And the Lord knows that I have been looking forward to his sessions much more than I have my own. And by the time I'm done, I think you probably will feel the same way. But in any case, I am glad to be here, and it is a great privilege. My youth pastor did me a great favor. He gave me the key to his office, and in his office he had hundreds of books, and he just let me in there because he knew how much I loved books. And I would just pick those things off the shelf and read and read and read. There was an elderly couple in our church named Bill and Martha Kuntz, and they had a Christian bookstore in their house in Gresham, Oregon, where I lived, and I'd go over there like three times a week. And they would put into my hands these authors that I mentioned and some of the things that were going around the evangelical community at that time, like, remember some of these, Tortured for Christ, God's Smuggler, The Hiding Place, The Cross and the Switchblade, Run Baby Run, books like that. And you know, I got to say something about that couple and say something about that youth pastor, as a matter of fact, because that youth pastor had a great impact on my life. But, and I mean a very serious impact on my life, but in all seriousness, those books in his library had a greater impact on my life than even he had. And doesn't that tell you something about the opportunity that we have, not simply as writers, because the books we pass on may mainly be books written by other people. That's fine. You can change lives through giving people books and encouraging people to read books and articles and poetry and all the different things that we can write. And that is truly a great privilege. And that's why I'm such a firm believer in giving away books. I last week received a letter from a young woman who I had met in an airport in Chicago. And I always carry books, especially my smaller books, around with me in a briefcase, and you know, I'll bump into somebody and have a conversation with them, and maybe I have an opportunity to share the Lord, maybe I don't, but in any case, I give them a book. And I get letters frequently from people who, over the years, that I've given books to. Some of them have come to faith in Christ. Some of them, their life has been changed in amazing ways that I never could have predicted, simply because I gave them a book. This girl said, the book that you gave me, it happened to be Safely Home. We were in Chicago Airport. I saw her. She was sitting there reading. And I asked her if she wanted, if she'd like to read this book that I'd written. And she took it, and she's read several other books. And it was one of the other books that has, she said, she wrote to say, has changed my life, has absolutely transformed me. And she said, just said, thank you for seeing this lonely college girl in the airport and coming over and chatting and giving me a book. What I did was no big deal. No big deal. But somehow, by the grace of God, who sets up these divine appointments, it makes a difference.